Blog Talk Radio.
Monet, your left foot.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger, and I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, leader, teacher, comforter, and guide in our midst, and it is my distinct honor to greet all of you once again in our nation's greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Salam.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. And welcome back to Nation Building Presents Conscious Black Nation once again. And we are so honored to have all of you who are on the phones tonight already. All praises due to Allah. And so for those of you who may want to chat, you go ahead and get in the chat room. My Google is down, but my Yahoo is up, so y'all already know the Yahoo address, grmuhammad@yahoo.com, and I can get your questions out of Yahoo chat. And without further ado, allow us to present to you our beloved brother and host and friend and vice president and FOI and gentleman and brother and friend and FOI and gentleman and vice president, Brother Kareem Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm going to go find that brother you was talking about because, wow, he sounds heavy.
Look in the mirror, beloved. Look in the mirror.
How are you this evening, Queen?
Blessed by Allah's grace and permission. Happy to be here. All praises due to Allah and yourself, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Indeed, I am blessed by Allah's permission, yet fighting in this struggle that we are all fighting in, because struggle is ordained. Can't run from it. I say it one more time. Struggle is ordained. Suffering is optional. If you suffer, that's on you. But now, this evening, oh yeah, this
that's
evening.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
This evening, our topic is right down to the modern times. It's taken from point number 8 of the original rules of instructions to the laborers. However, let us begin in a correct manner, as always, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, the one God to whom all praise is due, the Lord of the worlds, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is indeed due forever, and in the name of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the exalted Christ, the messenger of Allah, and in the name of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, our divine reminder in our midst, I greet you again, Queen, our panel, the listening audience, with the greeting words of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
And so before we move quickly into this subject, I would like for members of the panel that are present to present themselves. So, Brother Yahinu, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. And I thank you, brother, for joining us, you know, even with your voice and things, you know, what you're dealing with, I appreciate you, brother. That's the mark of a soldier. So if you would present yourself, sir, just briefly.
Yes, my name is Eugenio from Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, whenever my good brother Kareem calls me and needs another black man, a young black man, to just be a witness, then my DNA just screams and say, brother, get up and go. As your other brother is in need of you, as well as your dear sister, Aziza. So, no, thank you for the invitation, and I am glad to be here.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Glad to have you, brother. Thank you for joining us. And Brother Reginald, are you there?
Sir, yes, sir.
Right, soldier, present yourself.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, my brother Reginald. And Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent and the Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the Most High, who appeared to the black woman, man, and child in the wilderness of North America in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the Good Samaritan, and the Son of Man that would be the one to lead us into all truths. whom praises are eternally due. I further thank Allah and the person of Master Farah Muhammad for searching throughout the lands of North America, the modern Sodom and Gomorrah, and the mystery Babylon that contained the lost and abandoned sheep who were scorched of the language, knowledge of self, knowledge of God, and knowledge of our great history, and finding one to lead, teach, and guide us back to the straight path of the righteous. Master W. Farah Muhammad taught the great little giant for 3 years and 4 months and left him with the assignment to complete the message. This man is the eternal leader, teaching God of the nation of Islam, and I speak of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I further thank Almighty God, the Lord of the worlds, for permitting his servant, student, and messenger, for leaving a great friend, divine warner, and perfect disciple of the exalted Christ, the honorable minister Louis Farrakhan. It is in their holy and righteous names that I greet everyone who is listening via phone, internet, or who's even waiting to listen to this show after it has been archived. With the greeting words of peace and paradise, Jesus said shalom, and in the Arabic language it is spoken as assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
And once again, I want to go ahead and thank you, Brother Kareem, for inviting me on your show and letting me be a part of the classroom of wisdom that you always bring to the show. I really praise and thank Allah for you. And I also, of course, thank Almighty God Allah for the Sister Queen, who is the trooper and the engineer of this broadcast. And had it not been for her, we may not have this platform to discuss the truth that Allah wants us to have in the latter days of this trial and tribulous span of time. So I thank you, and thank you again.
All praise.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, and of course, Queen Aziz is here, and when she feels like chiming in, she will chime in on this topic. I'm not going to put no pressure on you. No pressure.
Okay, well, you're going to have to give me about, I'm going to be absent for about 3 minutes, and then I'll be back on. But I'm here,
yes,
and Student Mr. Andre may call in.
Yes, ma'am.
He's expected. Yes, sir.
All praises due to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As anyone who knows, here at Nation Building Network, the Nation Building Movement, and here on Conscious Black Nation, we don't waste any time. We get right into our subject matter. Again, it is right down to the modern times. It is taken from, again, Original Rules of Instructions to the Laborers, point number 8, where it states, all students of the University of Islam must use official paper for their lessons at all times. Quickness, fast moving, cleanliness, internally and externally, right down to the modern time. That's where our subject is taken from. But to lay some base and foundation, we want to start in the Holy Quran Sharif, Maulana Muhammad Ali translation, Surah or Chapter 7, Ayat verses, or verses 26 through 27, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, we seek refuge in Allah against the accursed shaitan or Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Allah states, O children of Adam, we have indeed sent down to you clothing to cover your shame, and clothing for beauty, and clothing that guards against evil. That is the best. This is of the messages of Allah, that they may be mindful. O children of Adam, let not the devil seduce you, as he expelled your parents from the garden, pulling off from them their clothing, that he might show them their shame. He surely sees you, he as well as his host, from whence you see them not. Surely we have made the devils to be friends of those who believe not. Then, again in the Holy Quran Sharif, Surah or Chapter 2, Ayat or verses 155 through 157, in which Allah states, and we shall certainly try you with something of fear and hunger and loss of property and lives and fruits, and give good news to the patient, who, when a misfortune befalls them, say, Surely we are alive, and to him we shall return. Those are they on whom are blessings and mercy from their Lord, and those are the followers of the right course. And finally, from the Holy Quran Sharif, Surah number 4, or chapter number 4, entitled The Women, ayat of verse number 43, in which Allah states, O you who believe, go not near prayer when you are intoxicated, till you know what you say, nor after sexual intercourse, except you are merely passing by, until you have bathed. And if you are sick or on a journey, or one of you come from the privy, that means on the bathroom, or you have touched the women and you cannot find water, betake yourselves to pure earth, then wipe your faces and your hands. Surely Allah is ever pardoning, forgiving. Then we want to go to the Bible. Pardon me. 1 John. Pardon me. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, in where it states, Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. We also want to go to Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 2, in where it states, The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And then finally, we are in 2 Corinthians, and it's chapter 7, and it's verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So, Dr. Allah, surely Allah speaks the truth. So we're going to move right on forward here. And I'm going to start with you, Brother Eugenio. Our first question is this. Pardon me. How would you describe the current state of affairs in the black community, particularly in the family?
Yes, sir. One of the things that I am observing in the black community is that there is a disconnection with many roles, R-O-L-E-S, roles, that the traditional members of a family should possess, such as the father, the mother, son, daughter, grandmother, auntie, sister, brother. And so there is a disconnection with that. You know, thankfully, though, I don't know much about such disconnection as far as growing up in a home where I did have both mother and father. And so that was a true blessing to have. But I did observe a disconnection when I lost my mother due to cancer. But when I am out in the community and I have the opportunities to talk, and of course, when I had previous jobs where I had to work out in the community, you could see that there was this disconnection with our people and really a desperate need though many of our people won't admit it, but there was this, I noticed a very conscious need to reconnect. It's almost like, say, for example, when you, Kai, I was saying this the other day, if you ask a sister, well, sister, you might need a man. She'll quickly say, no, I don't need no man. No man can't do anything for me. But of course, if you were there with that dear sister behind closed door, and she has an opportunity to look herself in the mirror, she might admit to herself that the need for a good black man in her life would be beneficial, just as it is on the reverse, as a good black man must admit that a very good black sister would be supremely beneficial to his life. So in answer to your question, what I do observe is a disconnect, but also a thirst to actually reconnect. I just think many of our people, as much as they want to connect, they're just struggling to try to find that avenue to gain that knowledge to connect, not only family-wise, but with God as well.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Thank you. Thank you very much for your answer. And now you know I'm coming to you, Brother Reginald.
Sir, yes, sir. Could you repeat the question so I make sure I have it completely right?
Certainly. From your view, how would you describe the current state of affairs in the black community, particularly in the family?
Okay, sir, thank you for that question. The current state of affairs in the black community, of course, you have to start with the family first. Statistics have shown and are showing that we have a real big problem with fatherless households. I think it's now up to about 78 to 79% of all households are without the father. Now, some may say, oh, that's a shame. These men ain't doing their jobs. But they must understand that the black men are still, and I'm not making an excuse for us black men, but it is a reason for that type of situation that we're in. It's definitely a reason. Willie Lynch, about 300 years ago, he proposed a letter, and in that letter he proposed it to the slave masters of the day. And in that letter, he discussed how he could keep the black man and woman in perpetual slavery for at least 300 years. And in that letter, he described how he would pit one against the other. He would put the younger against the older, the lighter against the darker, the man against the woman, so forth and so on. So that letter was put into practice, and the practice of it was based on the foundation of white supremacy, black inferiority. So what has happened? We have lost the complete family breakdown that we at least had during our darkest days of slavery. And what has happened? They have infiltrated our neighborhoods. They've infiltrated our neighborhoods with drugs. They've infiltrated our neighborhoods with disease. They've infiltrated our neighborhood with guns. They've infiltrated our neighborhoods with gangs and agents of gangs who are calling themselves gang members. They've infiltrated our neighborhoods with the wolves who are dressed in sheep clothing that claim to be part of the clergy. They've infiltrated us on all levels. We don't have any role models in the neighborhood like we did when we were growing up. we could at least always find two or three older gentlemen in the neighborhood that we could look up to, and also we could always have the community to make sure we did what was right. But now things have changed. The crack cocaine scene hit us in 85 to probably its pinnacle, its peak, its climax. And when that happened, the breakdown of family went into overdrive. We started having mothers on crack, mothers having crack babies. We started having fathers on crack, leaving their children. You know, Revelation speak about a time is going to come when the woman will be so distraught over what is to come and what is, that she's going to leave her suckling. Well, that's been going on. And not only is she leaving her suckling, she's killing the unborn child in the form of abortion. And I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, because when I talk, I always talk to myself, because that's how I see it, because I am a part of the problem and I want to be a part of the solution. So when the family structure started breaking down because of this crack, we lost approximately 2.5 generations. And that's why our youth now have gone mad. They have really lost the faith. They don't believe in what they're learning in the churches. They don't believe what they're learning in the synagogues. They don't believe what they're learning in the temples. And they don't believe what they're learning in the mosque, in the masjids, because they are not into spirituality. They are into physical material gain that is temporal, which they don't understand. They are into idolizing. They are into polytheism. And because of this, the communities have completely been destroyed because of the ignorance. And our people are lost because of a lack of knowledge. So that has caused so much detriment and degeneracy in our community, starting with the male first, and then the exploitation of the sister. May it be in videos, may it be in movies, may it be in fashion shows, may it be in the schools. Whatever it is, our women are being exploited. So if our women are being exploited, then of course we cannot be respected as a nation until we protect our women. We cannot rise higher than the woman if we don't take care and protect and lift her up and exalt her higher than any object in the universe. But since we have failed to do that, we don't get any respect from anyone around the world. We are portrayed in movies as menaces to society. We are portrayed as boys in the hood. We are portrayed as men that walk around with their pants sagging. We have been overriddled with the abomination of homosexuality. We have been overriddled with improper education in the school system. We have children have been put on drugs because they're not getting the proper education that would tittle their mind and keep them interested in education. And also, we are being set up, our young boys, babies, and men are being set up to be a member of the prison industrial complex system. It starts at birth now. It's not something that they used to wait around until you got older. It's starting at birth. They try to get you right away. They're giving our babies all of these vaccinations and telling our babies, like my daughter, for instance, and I got to say this because it's probably a lot of women who probably have done this with their daughter, but they've given their daughter the HPV vaccination, which is supposed to help her not get cervical cancer in the future. Well, we need to wisen up. All of this is part of the depopulation process, and until we wisen up, wake up, and take back our community, first starting with the economic blueprint, which was set up by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and is now being carried out and through the Minister Louis Farrakhan. We have to take back our communities, but we can't take it back by force or by physical force. We have to take it back first by going and studying and knowledging ourselves of who we are, what we were, and what our destiny is going to be. We have to submit our entire will, to do the will of the Most High. And when we do that, then our communities will rise up again. We'll start loving each other as brothers and sisters, and we will not break the commandment that says, honor thy mother and thy father all the days of your life, and your life will be long. And I'll cut it right there. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you, sir. Beautiful. All praises are indeed due to Allah. And Queen Azizi, you back with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yes, ma'am. All praises due to Allah. All right. Before I have you weigh in, I just want to find out, do we have anybody with their hand up, bottom line?
No, we don't, but we have Sister Michelle has joined us, as well as Student Minister Andre. And let me remind the listening audience, those of you who may have a comment or a question, please press 1 on your dial pad. And, of course, Brother Reginald and Brother Eugenio and Sister Michelle are in the chat room. So if you got questions, I'm pretty sure they don't mind accommodating you, as well as my Yahoo chat at grmuhammad@yahoo.com is open. I'm sorry my Gmail is down for some reason, but I will take your questions from Yahoo. But nothing as of yet, Brother Kareem.
Yes, ma'am. All praise due to Allah. So, Student Minister Andre, you with us then? You on the line?
Oh, yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Wa alaikum
salam,
sir. Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I apologize for my talk. I was on another call that I didn't anticipate. It took a few minutes longer than I expected. So I do apologize, and thank you for allowing me to come on a little bit tardy. And thanks for accepting my tardiness.
Not a problem, brother. All praise is due to Allah. As my grandfather used to say to me, it's not about being on time, it's about being in time. And you are certainly in time. But before I do come to you, I wanted to briefly, if Queen Azizi would bless us with her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding about how she views the current state of affairs in our community, the black community, particularly the family.
Whoa. Well, it's kind of hard to come behind Brother Reginald, but what I will say is that, you know, we individually as a whole have somewhat separated from God. And so in that separation comes a more massive or universal separation of family, of course. And so if there is no foundation in which we govern ourselves, govern our children, then our communities, which are made up of men, women, and children, will oftentimes go awry. And that is what has happened. And, you know, it's so easy to blame the white man. That's the easy part. But, excuse me, if we want to wear the title of kings and queens and goddesses, then to whom much is given, much is required. So there's a behavior, there's a level of consciousness that has to go along with that title. You're not entitled to the title. You have to earn the title, or you have to live up to the expectations of the title. So for as much as the white man is to blame for a lot of our problems, we still have the power to make a decision about how we act, a decision about how we treat one another, a decision about how we communicate with one another, how we reach for one another, how we can deal with one another. That's on us. And so the black community as it stands right now is long divided. And if we recognize the fact that we are long divided, then the same one who divided us is certainly not going to come back and unite us. It is not the position of the white man to unite us as a people. It's up to us. So we have to take the initiative. We cannot sit around and wait for someone else to build it. We have to be pioneers and bring into existence the desires of our heart, because that is what's displayed in our actions. Our actions actually display our true desires. I think Jesus said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so that is what is being displayed. So in order for our people to come together, they have to first govern themselves. And in order for them to govern themselves, they have to have a moral fortitude or a moral standard to go by. And that is coming into the knowledge of self and establishing a personal relationship with Allah. And that's my comment, Brother Kareem. Thank you.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Queen. Thank you. Astute Minister Andre.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Same question to you, brother. I mean, in your view, how would you describe the current state of affairs in the black community, particularly in the family?
Hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let me begin then correctly in the correct and proper manner. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one God to whom all praise is due, the Lord of all the world, who came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, that great Mahdi, the Messiah, the self-guided one, who guides all back to the truth they have lost the path, who saw it fit and showed us favor and raised up one from amongst us, with whom he deposited himself within that person. And now we know him to be the living and exalted Christ, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And for one that's in our midst today, through whom I would know nothing about the first two because of him, who is exposing the enemy through his truth, and who we know to be the comforter that we read about in the scripture, who is guiding us into all truth, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I would be remiss to not greet you in the greeting words of peace through these three men. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Alaykum salam, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. To answer your question, the state of affairs in
Brother
the
Andre,
now,
before you answer,
yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but before you answer, I just want to say that we're getting an echo. So if anyone
okay.
is on speakerphone or if anyone has their computer on, please mute your computers or come off of speakerphone so that the sound will not be distorted. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? Am I still echoing?
No, you're fine, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. to answer your question, and thank you for the question, and I'll answer it to my best ability by Allah's permission. The state of affairs in the black community, particularly the black family. Well, to be honest, dear brother, it's on life support right now, in my opinion. There are things that we know by what we can observe that certain things happen by choice, and then you have certain things that happen by circumstance. A lot of what we see that has happened to the black community is some of it is by circumstance, and a lot of it is by choice. The education or the lack of thereof has caused a lot of fall behind, not just by happenstance, but by strategy. Some of it is by choice. A lot of us didn't have the ability or the money to continue education beyond high school, and a lot of us chose to drop out because it was not something that we felt was necessary. Then you have the failing employment. And because the education or the lack thereof had, did not teach us to have creative minds, a lot of us, when we get out of high school or the ones that were able to go on to college, come out seeking a job from the same one that put us in the position in the first place. So you have that particular circumstance or condition that has been created simply by circumstances and some of it's by choice. Then you have the ones that choose not to go to college on purpose because they only can see, they can't see anything beyond the community that they live in. It could be drug infested, gun ridden, or what have you. A lot of others don't have, or some of us did not see beyond the capacity of the communities that we grew up in. That was by choice. They ended up either jail, in prison, or dead, which is unfortunate. But that is also another one that has happened by chance or by choice or by circumstance. Then you have the family. The family is a unit that is most important because it is through the family that everything comes into existence. Some of the families were broken up by choice. Some of the families were broken up by circumstances. We know that any time that a man is not able to provide for his family financially, morally, or spiritually, there is a breakdown. Because then the enemy is allowed to come in and do whatever he wants. And we have seen that. Our communities bear witness to that fact. So God has to come and intervene. A lot of us have lost the connection, as Sister Aziza said earlier, our connection with God. And because of that, the black family has fallen or been broken down. But all praise is due to Allah, the one God who came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, who came back to reestablish that vital and important institution of the family. He began with a woman with 75% of his work to change her mind, change her outlook of her being brought down or degraded during the times of slavery. He came to raise up the black man and tell him that he was an original. He is the original man, to give him back what was taken away from him, to bring back that proper understanding of where his existence comes from. Because he was told to hate himself. He was told to hate the very skin color of himself. He was told to hate the shape of his lips and the shape of his nose, the texture of his hair. The same exact thing happened to the black woman, too. All of these things were taught to him to make him feel inferior. So he didn't have anything good to think about himself. And that was another way that the black family was broken down, to make them feel inferior. But all praise is due to God, as I said again, who came to reestablish the family. And through that, he is raising a nation to sit on top of the world, as it's told to us in our instructions of the Supreme Wisdom lesson, that we will sit on top of the world. The most beautiful nation is in North America. So that is in my humble opinion, that is what I see as far as the state of the black family in America and what it can come to if, as we said, we put God first in our lives, then everything else will fall in place. In the scripture, it says that seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things will fall or come in behind that. Well, what is the kingdom of God? A lot of us, the first thing that comes to our mind is a man who sits in a gold chair with flowing robes and a crown on his head. But that's not really what it means. It means that God is setting himself on the mind or the brain of man and putting within him the depth of his own knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. to break it down, God is placing himself on the mind of the man and woman now to bring him back to his original existence, to thinking who he is, to give the planet Earth back to its rightful owners and remove the false owner that's in its place right now. But in order for him to do that, he has to have vision. He has to have the mind of God. And in order for him to have the mind of God, God had to come himself, as he said in fulfilled scripture, and said he would do after 400 years of slavery, and judge that nation. The enemy uses his media. He uses his policies. He uses his finances to deceive the masses of the people. However, Allah God uses his influence over nature. Look at the weather. Look at what the messenger has been telling us about the weather. Some of us can't even come out of our houses right now because it's so cold. Temperatures are below sub-freezing, 27 degrees below zero here in Grand Rapids, 6 inches of snow on the ground. Who can move around in that kind of climate? So God is using his influence over nature to show the enemy that he has no power. Doesn't make a difference how much money he has. Doesn't make a difference how many policies he put in place. And it doesn't make a difference what he shows to us on the media. He can't do nothing against nature. So once we come and get back our connection with God, then that's when everything else will fall in place. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all will fall in place. And I think that I'll stop right there and yield to any questions that might be waiting or available or to the panelists. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. Thank you, Student Minister Andre. And Queen, did you say Sister Michelle is with us?
Yes, she is. Your mic is
on the line. On the line.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum
salam. Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, ma'am. Wa alaikum
salam.
Yes, ma'am.
All praise to Allah. Wa alaikum salam. And Sister Michelle, I want to move to the second question. However, of course, if you want to weigh in on the first question, that's fine, but I'm looking at our time. The second question, by the way, Queen Azizi, you already answered that one. But Sister
I'm
Michelle,
sorry.
Our second question, I said, Queen Azizi, you already answered question number two in your answer to question number one.
Oh, okay.
Sister Michelle, question number two, and we're going to go around the panel with this one also, is whose responsibility is it to rectify or fix the things that are destroying us?
Okay. I did have a comment on the first question.
You go right ahead. However you want to handle it, you go right
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to say is something that I found in Elevated Places. And
yes,
Ms. Farrakhan said that the desegregation and the desolation of the black community is reflective of the mindset we are in. We are not in elevated places. We're living in the lower reptilian levels of the mind, and it manifests itself in our external environment. Our neighborhoods are not a cause, they are an effect.
Mm-hmm.
So once we return to elevated thinking, our physical surroundings will change in the twinkling of an eye. And that's what Minister Farrakhan had to say about the condition of our black communities right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Our communities in general. And what was the question so I can move on with you?
Yes, ma'am. The second question is this. Whose responsibility is it to rectify or fix the things that are destroying us?
My responsibility, your responsibility. To me, the responsibility lies with the nation. Because we're the ones that said that we believe in these teachings. You know, we're the ones that have gotten the teachings. You know, we're not into that. I hope not.
I hope not anymore.
So, quite simply put, it lies with us. It lies within the community.
Sister Michelle. Sister Michelle, hold on a second. I don't know. Do you have your computer on or are you using speakerphone?
No, ma'am. I don't have on speakerphone and my computer's on mute.
Okay. Because we're getting an echo. So, again, if anyone on the panel, because you are on the only one with your mics live, if you have your computer on, if you're using speaker, please come off because we're getting some interference. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So that's how I would answer the question. It lies with us. We have the teachings. You know, it baffles me that we can even argue with one another, that we can be mad at one another. Why?
That's
we
right.
have the tools. We have Dianetics. We have the 21 study guides. We have supreme wisdom. So there's no reason for us in the nation to act other than ourselves. You know, the minister said he would send saviors. We got to up our game and become those saviors. We're the ones that the responsibility, you know, it lies at our feet. Why? Because we said we believed. And if we don't believe, then we can go back and be lost, pal, and then we'll send a savior to you.
All praises.
All praises.
To Allah. Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's right. All right, I'm going to bring that question to you, Brother Ihenio.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, your question was whose responsibility?
Yes, right. Whose responsibility is it to rectify or fix the things that are destroying us?
Yeah, it really is us as a black people, men and women, fathers, mothers. It's our responsibility. It's a simple lesson, but it's a lesson I still remember to this day from my mother as well as my dad, is that if something, say for example, if I did something wrong and it was my fault, I knew it was my fault. And I would be told, hey, I did it. I confess, I did it. And so my parents would always tell me, go in that bathroom and tell me who you see in that mirror. And so the reflection, I saw myself. But who is that self? And so even though there is, and naturally so, that responsibility is rested on the person, that person still has to have some kind of knowledge in order to build. And I know I was telling another individual today where they were telling me about teaching, and they were saying how, well, you know, teaching is just a meager job. And I had to disagree because many of our individuals that so many people look up to had to be taught by someone else. That person who taught them was a teacher, is a teacher. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he always points us to his teacher, the national representative, Louis Farrakhan, always points us to his teacher, who is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And so the responsibility is upon us, but it also requires study, coming into who we are. And that allows a man to stand up. It allows a man to have pride for himself. It allows that man to start to gather up his thoughts and clean himself up to the point where he can now strategize on how to not only build himself up, but to make changes for himself and also to help those around him. He cannot want excuse me, he cannot want for himself, for his other brother, the same thing that he wants for himself. So it does, the responsibility is upon us as a people. That's my answer to it.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. And now, so that, because, again, for time constraints, we want to get into what our subject is, which is, we said at the top of the show, our subject is taken from original rules of instructions to the laborers. This is something that's in the supreme wisdom given to the members of the Nation of Islam. However, I want our listening audience, because we know that there are people in the listening audience who may not necessarily be a member of the Nation of Islam. They may not even practice, quote-unquote, Islam as they know it, period. They may be Christian, atheist, whatever, but we want to understand how we are all unified, and as the panelists have just said, we're in this together. But it's taken from this where it states, all students of the University of Islam must use official paper for their lessons at all times. Quickness, fast moving, cleanliness, internally and externally, right down to the modern times. And that's our subject, right down to the modern times, and that's what we're talking about now. And so that being the case, I'm going to come to you, Brother Reginald. You there?
Sir, yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. All right, question number three, and I do want to get everybody's input on this as much as they can, and if we could keep our answers as brief as possible, because we really want to get into the depth of this. But that statement I just read, the question is this: what does the statement made in the Supreme Wisdom, Original Rules of Instructions to the Laborers, point number eight, mean? From what you just heard, what does it mean? I mean, because we have these different sayings. You hear Muslims say different things all the time. Members of the Nation of Islam say different things all the time. But what does it mean? I mean, how is it applicable in our everyday life to help us with the situations that we run into in our everyday life?
Okay, thank you for the question, brother. I'm gonna be very brief on this because I have really tried to find the wisdom in that statement. When you said that you were going to even have this broadcast, I've been studying and trying to gain the wisdom. But what I have come up with is that although God doesn't change and the principles in the Bible don't change, or the Quran or the Torah or the Gospel don't change, the time does change. And since the time changes, that means we have to up what we do right down to the modern time. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has always taught us, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that the Jesus of 2,000 years ago is not the Jesus that is on the scene today. The Jesus of 2,000 years ago is a historical Jesus. And 75% of the Bible is prophetic, and 25% of it is history. So we have to update or go or challenge ourselves to speak modernly, to act modernly, but in accord with the truth and the principles that was established and given to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad by Master W. Farad Muhammad. So that is the way I gathered the little bit of knowledge that I had on the subject, and I don't want to try to speak on something like I know what I'm talking about, but I'm still in research of that science, of that statement, brother. So that's basically what I have to say on it, and thank you for the question. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, brother. And I want to come directly to you, Sister Michelle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Same question to you.
Can you come back to me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Thank you.
I'll come back. You just let me know when you're ready. Okay.
All right.
Student Minister Andre.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Same question to you.
crazy. Thank you for the question there, dear brother. Well, the first thing that came to my mind when the question was posed to me was, first of all, we got to, I think, define the words quickness, fast moving, and cleanliness. And quickness is done with promptness or rapidity that is over and completed within a short interval of time. Fast moving is having a sustained action and interest with events following one another rapidly. Cleanliness is in a clean manner. When Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was doing the friendship tour, he visited 40 countries in less than 3 months. He did this three times, I think he did, I think he did the World Friendship Tour three times, but not, I know he did it once. And like I said, he visited 40 countries in 3 months. His mind, when you look at the actual facts in Supreme Wisdom Lessons, and some of us are not familiar with those, and I'm just going to give three of them. It says that the earth spins at the rate of 1,037 and one-third miles per hour. It also says that light travels at the rate of 186,000 miles per second. It says that sound travels at the rate of 1,120 feet per second. But there is something else that is much faster than all three of those. It tells us that thought travels at the rate of 24 billion miles per second. So when you take all three of those and you look at how the minister did what he did in a short period of time, that means he was operating on a frequency of 24 billion miles per second. His thought process was moving that fast. It had to be for him to accomplish what he did in such a short period of time. He did the men's only tour, which started, I think, in Brooklyn, and he went around certain different cities doing the men-only tours. Then right after that, he did the Million Man March in 1995. All of these things he did in a very short period of time, very short, I think within less than 5 years. For most people, that would have took decades to accomplish what he did. So his mind was on a different level than the ordinary person. And I'm just going to give you a quote, and I'm going to close. I'm going to make it short because I understand that we want everybody to speak on this, but I'm just going to quote what he said. He said, all of you are so much more powerful than what you are manifesting. The only thing you need is a better connection to the Creator and a better obedience to His will, and you will find the power that is within connecting to the Supreme Being. In the scripture of the Bible, it tells us, do not conform to this world, but renew your mind. Renew your mind so that it will come in accord with that good and perfect will of God. In the Holy Quran, it says a little bit different. In the 8th chapter, I think what I just read was in Romans, the 12th chapter, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was the 12th chapter of Romans that I just read. In the Quran, I'm just reading, I'm doing this because I don't have my books and anything in front of me, so somebody, if they could, correct me. I think in the 8th chapter, the 21st verse of the Holy Quran, it speaks about, if I'm correct, O ye who believe, respond to Allah and His messenger. When He calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah comes in between a man and his heart, and I think to Him you will be gathered. I think that's what it says afterwards. But my point is that what he just said, if we have the right connection with God, then our creative thinking will come in accord with Him and move at the speed that it should. If we notice that the earth moves on that revolve, now all of the planets have moved at that speed. It doesn't make a difference for how long or how far they are from the sun. Whenever the sun touches that axis, they spin at that rate, 1,037, one-third miles per hour. Even Pluto, which is 600 million miles away from the sun. Even Pluto spins at that rate. So anytime the divine wisdom or the divine knowledge or the divine word or his messages reach our mind, and if it touches it on the axis of our mind, which is the core, I want to make sure that everybody understands the core of our minds, then we are connected to that supreme source or that supreme power, that will enable us to move at this fast-moving cleanliness internally and externally right down to the modern times. Thank you, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. Thank you. Queen Aziza.
Oh, Lord. Yes, sir.
I was just going to ask you if there are any questions in the chat room or anybody had a hand up online, I mean, on the phones, or that's what I was going to put you on the spot.
Well, we have a lot of people on the phones and a lot of people in the chat room, and they talking, but I don't see, well, I see some questions that don't have nothing to do with what we're talking about. Now,
yes,
I'm pretty much addressing those. But pertaining to the subject matter, no, I think this is a learning session for a lot of people, because I know I'm hearing all kinds of stuff that I never heard before, because on that particular lesson, because it was just totally different for me. So.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All praise is due to Allah. Well, as we move forward, and I want to thank also Student Minister Andre for sharing those definitions or clearing those words in the manner he did. However, I went in and looked at the words, because that's the thing that, like I said, as I said, now when it says here, all students of the University of Islam must use official paper for their lessons at all times, I do want individuals to understand that in this context, when we say students of the University of Islam, in this context, as I'm sharing it here, or we're dealing with it here, we're not just talking about that wonderful institution, Muhammad's University of Islam, which was started by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we now have at various locations or mosques throughout the United States. It's in a broader sense, because the University of Islam, Islam is not just a religion. We're talking about the principle of entire submission to do the will of God. That's where we're at with Islam. And a university is defined as an institution of higher learning, providing facilities for teaching and research, authorized to grant degrees. A student is defined as one who studies, a learner, one who considers carefully, and student, which comes from the word study, is also defined as to devote oneself to. And, of course, Islam is defined as entire submission to the will of God. We call him Allah. We say Allah. Now, it says must use official paper. Notice these definitions. And, of course, paper is something that we write on. Well, the paper in this sense is the brain.
Right.
Because
yes,
that's
sir.
What mind uses is the brain. So when it says official, it means prescribed or recognized as authorized. Well, in the scripture, in the Bible, if I am not mistaken, it says that the Spirit of God, or the mind of God, if you will not dwell in an unclean temple.
Mm.
So in this sense, the official paper is a clean brain, a clean mind. That's the official paper. So all students who are in the University of God, of total submission to the will of God, must use the official paper or have a clean mind so that they can optimally or totally access what God is giving us to move forward with. It says, because our lessons are the things that go on in our everyday life, what we experience, what we have to go through, how we have to develop. Moving on, as you define fast, it says fast moving. Fast is defined as, listen to this, firmly fixed, stable, loyal. Moving is defined as producing or transferring motion or action. Strong emotional response. It comes from the Sanskrit word mivati. He moves or puts. And clean is defined as free from dirt or pollution, free from contamination or disease. And so, when we have given this statement here, where it says quickness, as you said, yes, exactly as you described it, as you defined it, Student Minister Andre.
Yes, sir.
I mean, quickness means that you're moving speedily, but not just speedily. You're moving with purpose in a particular direction.
Right.
Then it says fast moving. So if fast means stable, since fast means fixed or loyal, then it means moving. Again, you're talking about somebody who's determined. They don't vacillate. They don't start doing this, then they run over here and do that. It says cleanliness, meaning, again, there goes that clean again, that cleanliness, meaning that all of my motivation is free of self-aggrandizement or selfish motives. And then notice it says internally and externally, which means that what I say out of my mouth has to match up with the actions that I take. And then we get down to what our subject was titled after, right down to the modern times. And as Brother Reginald stated, we have to update. Doesn't necessarily mean we're going to change something, but the bottom line is we're in a different time now. So that means that, again, my thoughts, my actions have to correspond with what is needed at this particular time. I can't live in the past. In the original rules of instructions to the laborers, we are told that it says, notice what it says. It says, and this is point number three, the laborers must speak and use grammatic pronunciation of words and syllables in past, future, present, and perfect tense.
Right.
Listen to this. The laborer's answers to all lessons must be in the above language. And I've stated this before, and I'll state it again, then we're going to come back to the panel because this is not a platform necessarily for me to teach. This is for all to participate. But answers are not recitation. Just being able to quote what it says is not the answer. An answer is described as a solution to a particular problem, equation, or situation. That's an answer. So if our answers have to be in the above language, and the language is not just speaking, the language again goes back to our actions, what we're doing. So now I'm going to come back. And Sister Michelle, are you ready?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. So we're ready for you, for your response.
Well, I don't know what I can add to what you just said because I really didn't have an understanding, in all honesty, on what that meant. But I definitely do now have an understanding. The only thing I would add to that is, you know, is that it must come up to the modern times. You know, it's like Minister Farrakhan has always been accused of changing the teachings. He's not changing them, but he is elevating them. He is bringing it up into the modern time. So when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that, we have to make it relevant, like you just did, to what we're going through in our situations, in our time, and what must be done right now.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. Brother Eugenio, you still with us?
Yes, sir. If I may, Because, boy, it'll be tough to follow student minister Andre. But after listening to his example, I was inspired by a thought that I hope would be relevant to answer your question. One thing I must add is that I have been suffering most of the day. They're not really suffering, but they had this nagging pain with this dental work. And in the last hour, that pain is gone.
Pray with you, Allah.
It'll be the Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
That is so.
Allah Akbar.
Yes,
so now I feel like at my full strength.
Yay.
All praise is due to Allah. So I think this is a good time. I hope my example is of relevance. But one of the things that I touched on with Stuart Minister Andres, he talked about thought. And one of the phrases that I love to recite is that thought leads to expression. Expression leads to growth. Growth leads to change. And change leads to enlightenment. Now, the example I would like to give when you talk about the modern times and moving fast, the example I would like to give, because I love giving examples of my own life. Last month, Allah granted me a wonderful gift to go to visit my family in Louisiana. Now, money's been very tight. I did not think I would be able to go and see my family. But one of my old supervisors called me up, and she told me that she needed to take a trip home. And she said that I would give you a free ride there as long as you can get me there and get me back. When I heard that, the thought entered into my mind, and I said, okay. I got up real quick from where I was, took my shower, shaved, put on some good clean clothes, got on some good shoes, and was able to drive my old supervisor to her location as well as to be right there with my family on that particular date. And so what I'm getting to is that once the thought was placed into my mind about something that I did not expect, it moved me, and it allowed me to move very swiftly in that bubble of time. And so as I saw it as that modern piece at that particular time, I knew what I wanted. I knew what I had to do, and I was prepared to do it. And so that is my answer to that question. Is that when we are presented with a new thought, we ask ourselves how we're going to react to it, and so, and how we're going to move to it. So the thought, I believe the thought does come first, and then that expression, then we move forward based on that. So that's, I hope it was some relevance to the question, but that's what came to my mind, and that's where I'll leave it.
All praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir. Absolutely. That is relevant. And Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir.
Do we have, at this point, any questions, any comments?
Pertaining to the subject matter, no. Barbara say, no, we all learning. She said, no, we all learning with pencil and pad in hand.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Well,
I mean, they got some questions
say
in here about the minister. And, well, this is one question. Darren says, where did y'all get the supreme wisdom, and where can he buy it, or is it NOI restricted? And y'all can answer that.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And then we have a caller on the phone.
Okay. I'm gonna field that question very quickly. We've got the supreme wisdom as we have it, directly from Almighty God, Allah, who came to us in the person of Master W. Farad Muhammad. And if you want the supreme wisdom, then I would suggest you go to your local mosque and begin the registration process, because as it says on the front of the supreme wisdom, lessons by Master Farad Muhammad for registered Muslims only. And that is that's how you would get the supreme wisdom. All praise is due to Allah. So we can go to the phones now.
Okay, area code 773, your mic is live. Area code 773, your mic is now live.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Oh, my man. You know something?
Wa alaikum salam, brother.
Wa alaikum
salam. Sister Michelle, how you doing, sister?
No, I'm just doing just fine, brother. I'm doing better now hearing your voice.
Oh, praise is due to Allah. I would just call her. I don't have a question. I'm learning. This has been a very glorious, vainglorious, shall I say, learning experience, not only for myself, but it's a learning experience for everyone as well on the line. I just want to say how proud I am of my big sister, oh, hail the queen, Aziza Meridiam, and my big brother, Kareem.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I just
crazy.
Want to say, oh, hell, the queen. I'm putting me a damn picture on Facebook. You're going to see me in front of a picture. Oh, hell, the queen. You're going
to
see that.
Praise be to Allah.
Brother Student Minister Andre, you brother, I'm so thankful to Allah you came on the show, brother. Do everybody feel what I feel on this show? Do you feel the spirit of Almighty God Allah on this show?
Yes.
Do you feel it?
Yes, my brother said,
mouth
stop
hurting.
Assalamualaikum.
I don't know what happened. Waalaikum salam. Can y'all hear me?
Waalaikum salam.
Oh, man, what was that? Oh, my God.
I don't know what it was.
We know what that was. We know
brother,
who that
brother
was.
Brother Rakeem, that was you. That was you,
that was
Brother
enemy,
Rakeem.
Was
yeah,
the
okay.
The enemy said, the enemy said, oh, hell, Brother Rakeem got on the line. We don't know what the hell he going to say next. We need to shut him off.
That is strange. Oh, my God. Well, I do apologize for the interruption. I pray that I know we lost Brother Eugenio, and we look like we lost Brother Kareem. So, inshallah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah. But they know how to call back in. I mean, they should be calling back in. Second.
They can't
well,
get rid of
what the show must go on. The show must go on. The band must keep playing in the name of Almighty God.
I think Brother Kareem
Allah.
Is on. Brother Kareem, are you there?
Oh yes, I'm here. They can't get rid of me.
Right.
Okay. All right.
In the words of public enemy, they're gonna have to pop me to stop me.
You know something?
I think I'm getting a message.
What, brother?
Okay. They're having some technical. Wait a minute, Brother Rocky. They're having some technical difficulties, I guess, maybe because of the weather. They are giving us a notice that we may have some phone issues. So we're just going to continue until we can't anymore. So the issue is with Blog Talk and the phones. They say they have some inclement weather. And for those who don't know, Blog Talk is located in New York. So who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay, so let's just roll while we can roll.
Yes,
sir. Excuse me.
Okay, do we have anyone else on the phone?
Hello?
We have anyone else on the phone?
Yes. Well, we have someone.
Yes, sir. Reginald's here. Brother Reggie's here.
Huh? Okay.
Brother
Reggie's
here.
All right.
All right. And we have a call from Houston. Area code 832, your mic is live.
Walaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam, Milton.
I do not have a question. I'm just loving how y'all are loving me. You understand that?
Yes.
I'm baffled. I'm baffled that the love and I can't even put it into words. I love you, family. I love you, family. That's it.
We love
That's
you more,
it.
Brother.
Oh, we love you more, black man. Yes, sir.
And he knows I love him. I've been loving him for 34 years. That's my best friend, Milton, from H-Town. Yes, yes.
You
Thank
guys
you,
are,
Milton.
You guys are. You guys are, man, I'm learning. I have my pen and my pad in my hand. I won't stop until you stop. And sooner or later, hopefully sooner than later, I'm going to join the nation.
What? Wait a minute,
praise
hold up.
Praise be to Allah.
Wait a minute, hold up.
I need
the break. Hold up. No. How you going to make this a public announcement? You've been in my mix for 30-some years, and you going to come on the radio? You ain't give a sister a clue over here about to go into cardiac arrest? What did
you
say, Milton?
It's all due to you, sister. You done it. You queen, you done it. You did that.
Oh,
you did that.
Praise be to Allah.
Don't do that,
yes,
Milton. You're going to make me cry.
No, I'm dead. I am dead serious. I have been on a search for God for many years. I go everywhere searching for God. I only heard the truth. Man, I can't even put it into words. I can't put it into words. All praise is due
brother,
to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Brother Milton.
Yes, sir.
This is what I want to say to you, brother. I thank Almighty God Allah that you came on the show. This phone call, Sister Aziza deserved this phone call. She has done such a wonderful job ever since we started Nation Building Movement, when we first started with the conference calls, and then we went into from the conference calls. I mean, without this sister, we would not be on this panel tonight on Blog Talk Radio. And just because she made me cry, she deserved for somebody to make her cry.
That is not my goal. That is not my goal.
When I say cry, bro,
Allah,
I'm talking about tears
Allah
of joy.
Is tugging,
tears of joy.
Allah is tugging at my heart. I think everything that I learned, everything I'm going to learn is going to come from Allah. All praise is due to God, man. That's all I can say to you.
Oh, brother, praise is due to God, brother. I thank you so very much. And I want to explain what I meant when I said. Without Sister Digit, Sister Aziza Maryam, this would not be possible, not at all. And so I'm sure that Allah will award her, and he's awarding her now as we speak, because this would not be possible, not at all. When my vision of Nation Building Movement came into play, this sister signed up, got on board, and she ran with it. She ran with it. We got radio. I mean, we got social media, brother. I mean, we got so many things going on like you would never believe because of this one sister right here. She's a trooper. She's a soldier.
That's right.
Like I said before,
I'm going to just tell it like it is. That sister have nothing to do with it. It's all Allah.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
All praise to you, of course, Sister Queen.
Yes,
he knows me well.
I love you, sister. I love you. I love you more than my next breath.
That's beautiful.
I love you more. I love you more. You know that. I always have and I always will.
You've shown me that. I'm going to get in the Quran. I'm going to get in the Quran, and I'm going to study until I can't study anymore. And the next time I come to you, I'm going to be able to dialogue right along with you.
Praise be to Allah.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Oh, I can't even talk. Oh, you just don't know. Y'all just don't know this man right here. Oh, man. Oh, God. He has been in my mix for so long. We've been through so much together. I've seen him, and he's seen me through so many different stages and changes in life. And, you know, we did wrong together. We tried to do right together. We did wrong again together. We tried to do right together. So, you know, just to hear him say that is just, oh, praises to Allah. That's all I can say. And I love you much, and ain't nothing ever came between that love. But I am so proud of you, Milton, more than I could ever say.
Praise be to Allah.
Thank you, sister. Yeah. Thank you, sister.
Thank you, brother Milton. I pray I'll get to meet you one day, brother, and just shake your hand, give you the greeting, you know. And, brother, you made my sister's night, our sister. You made our sister's night tonight. And we thank Allah for you, brother.
Y'all make, hey, you guys make my, not my night, but you make my life.
Hey,
okay, brother Milton. Brother Milton, you're about to make me cry next. Okay, brother. You're about to make me cry next, brother.
Well, what comes out my mouth is not coming from me.
Yes, sir.
It's pure Allah.
That's beautiful.
Y'all, let's move on. Let's move on. Brother Kareem going to kick us all off this show in a minute.
I'm
going to call you in a few minutes, Milton. You know that.
Do your thing.
I wanted to say this, Brother Kareem, before you proceed. Brother, I'm very proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I cannot thank Allah enough for this Sister Gidget, who has connected me with so many beautiful and wonderful people who are helping with Nation Building Movement. I am so proud of you, brother. You bring it. When I say you bring it on Monday nights.
Well, all praise to Allah. All praise to Allah. All I can say.
Yes,
sir. All I can say. I mean, and I'm thankful to Allah to be able to serve. That's because that's the key, I mean, for me. I found in my life that in service to Almighty God, Allah is the success. You know, everything else, you know, it means nothing. But thank you, brother, for the compliment. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Brother Reginald, are you there, sir?
Sir, yes, sir.
I'm proud of you, too, brother. I've been reading your posts, brother. You're promoting the shows. I've been listening to you on the radio, brother. And, I'm telling you, Sister Queen Aziza, she did it again, brother. She did
all
it again.
All praise be to Allah.
She did all it again. She did it. Brother Kareem, she did it with Brother Kareem. She did it with Brother Jihad. And, brother, you are also helping make Nation Building Movement a success. Brother, this is beautiful. Sister Queen Aziza. I love you, Queen. I love you, big sister. I thank a lot for you.
Love you more. Love you more. You know that. Okay, y'all, you know, y'all set me up because this ain't even one supposed to even go like this tonight. I wasn't supposed to get emotional and I'm all embarrassed because I'm crying. I'm a thug. I ain't supposed to be crying.
Yeah, you're supposed to be shooting in the air right about now. Y'all supposed to be hearing the sound of 9 millimeters going off right now.
What do you mean you're not supposed to be getting emotional? I mean, this is Nation Building Movement, right?
That's it.
And one of the definitions of movement is a strong emotional response.
Well,
right.
You know, I
That's
always
right.
said that if I can't help nothing but one person, then,
That's
you
right.
know, all praise is due to Allah, even though we do this seven nights a week. You know, and just who would think that I would reach my best friend who we have differed in faith over the years, and just to hear him say he's going to join the nation, y'all just don't know, because, wow, wow.
You know something? And Sister Gidget, you discussed this with me about Brother Milton. It's been a while ago. I remember you talking about Brother Milton because you speak very highly of him, and he's one of the
yeah.
closest people to you. And I've never,
yeah.
this shocked me tonight. I'm just as surprised as you are when he called
yeah.
in and said that. I mean, it really, all I can say is all praise is due to the black God and his Christ, exalted Christ. You know, that's all
yeah,
I can say.
Yeah, because I met y'all call him Brother Milton. I call him Herbie. I met him when I first came from Los Angeles. He was the first friend I made in middle school, and you know, at some point he was more than a friend, you know, but he's, you know, we just have that everlasting, never ending bond with one another, and it's lasted for all these years, and I've always wanted what was best for him, but he's a man, you know, he's going to stand on his square, whatever that is, and, you know, I did my thing, he did his thing, and just to see us both come full circle from where we once were, it's just a tremendous, tremendous blessing, and I'm always thinking about him, and, you know, just hope that, you know, he will plant his feet on a solid, you know, faith foundation, because he's always been very spiritual, all very intelligent, very knowledgeable. So just to hear him is overwhelming. And I'm not going to take up too much time on that because I want to yield respect to Brother Kareem, but I'm just overjoyed. And thank you, Brother Rakim, which was another surprise to hear from you tonight. So all praise is due to Allah. But let us get back to the program because we are under time constraint. And thank you all so very much. Thank you. All praise is due to Allah. It's nothing of me personally that I've done myself. It is what Allah has allowed me and empowered me to do. So thank you.
Well, praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Queen Aziza. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this is a perfect example of what living your life, as it says, quickness, fast moving, cleanliness, internally and externally, right down to the modern times. This is a perfect example of the results it produces.
That's
all
right.
Praise is to
That's
Allah.
Right. That brother.
This is the result of that. And so now, just so that we're clear, the statement that we're going to move on to question four, and I don't remember where I was at in the lineup, but so we're just going to move on it. The statement, again, is point number eight. It says, all students of the University of Islam, and again, I want to reiterate, University of Islam means everyone that's living, striving, to submit their will entirely to do the will of God using the official paper, which is a clean mind, a clean heart, for their lessons, meaning everything we go through each and every day. And because it says at all times. So it don't just mean in the classroom somewhere in a school, but it says quickness, fast moving, cleanliness, internally and externally, right down to the modern times. I'm going to come to you, Brother Eugenio. You with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I think, yeah, brother, can you please repeat the question for me?
Okay, I hadn't read the question yet. Here's the question. How does this statement relate to our freedom and eventual rise from our current state? And as quickly as you can. You know, I don't want to cut you off or anything. So.
Well, no, because I was having trouble getting back on. May I ask you to repeat the statement?
Yes, sir. The statement is all students of the University of Islam must use official paper for their lessons at all times. Quickness, fast moving, cleanliness, internally and externally, right down to the modern times. How does that statement relate to our freedom and eventual rise from our current state?
I'm gonna say that with a clear mind brings a clear thought and straight movement.
Yes, sir.
That clear thought can allow that individual to make decisive and beneficial not only thoughts but good decisions, not only for themselves but others. And I believe that movement, which is one of the principles of art, can not only bring unity, but emphasis and rhythm as well as balance within a person's life. So that's my answer to that, which will bring that eventual freedom that we see.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Sister Michelle, you yet with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Same question to you.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, ma'am. The question is, point number 8, that statement, original rules of instruction to the laborers, how does the statement, which is the basis of our discussion tonight, relate to our freedom and eventual rise from our current state?
Well, I would say that statement right there, and especially since it comes out of the Supreme Wisdom, and it's very near the beginning of the Supreme Wisdom, that if we use the Supreme Wisdom, if we use that statement, that's what we call knowledge. And that knowledge right there, that body of knowledge, goes to the root and the origin of the problems that we're having right now. That statement right there also provides us the best and only solution to the problems that we're having right now. If we stay in line with the Word of God, and it's just, I say this because of how you explain that statement and what it means, clean mind, clean body, right up to the modern times. With that statement right there, we're in the time. We're right now. We're on time. And it definitely offers us the best solution that we have to putting ourselves back on top, putting ourselves back where we as a people once used to be.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. Thank you. All right, and I'm going to come to you, Student Minister Andre. Are you still with us? Okay. All right, Brother Reginald?
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Same question to you.
Okay, thanks for the question, sir. First thing we must do, and it's so important, that we got to first free our minds. We have to seek freedom of our minds, of what has been taught to us, what has been given to us by Satan and his agents. Once we free our mind, my next advice would be to go to parts 1 through 55, the time and what must be done, because that is a quickening spiritual series of lectures that will help speed up the freeing of our minds. And thirdly, when we free up our minds, we will come back into the knowledge, like the sister said, which was beautiful. We will come into the knowledge that we need to submit our entire will to do the will of the Mahdi, the exalted Christ, and their disciple. the minister once said in his lecture, and I can't quote it, so I'm going to paraphrase it. He asked, he spoke of a lion in the cage, and the lion paces got faster and faster. So this is symbolic to what we are living in today. We have all kind of things to prove the truth. We don't even need to go out and argue with the non-believers. We don't need to waste our spiritual energy on non-believers. We only need to waste our freedom on people who, I mean our time on people who want to be free. And if we do that and concentrate on, like the sister said also, being saviors, S apostrophe, then we will gain freedom, and we will be in that city called the New Jerusalem. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. All praise is due to Allah. And what you just mentioned, again, that also comes from the Supreme Wisdom. It's in what we have, which is called the Problem Book. And it's point number 31 of the Problem Book. And I'm not going to read the entire thing. I just want to share this since you brought it up because it relates directly to our subject. It says a lion in a cage walks back and forth, 60 feet per minute, seeking a way out of the cage. It took him nearly four centuries to find the door. Now, with modern equipment, there goes that right now to the modern, that modern is again. He is walking 1,000 feet per minute. And he has 3,000 miles by 2,000 miles to go yet. How long would it take him to cover this territory of, say, 3,000 by 2,000 miles at the above walking rate? 5,280 feet equals 1 mile. But then at the end of that problem, it states, it says, we, the nation of Islam, lose no time. Ask questions and learn all about yourself. What are you doing today for yourself? Your brother from the East wants to know and hear from you at once. All praise is due to Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes, yes. Now, Student Minister Andre, you back with us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. All praise is due to Allah. And the question, I'm going to repeat the question. How does the statement, and we're talking about point number 8 of the original rules to the laborers, how does that statement relate to our freedom and eventual rise from our current state?
The quickness, fast moving, and cleanliness,
yes,
right now to the modern times.
Yes, sir.
How does that relate to our present state?
No, how does that relate to our freedom and our eventual rise from our current state?
How does that relate to our freedom and our eventual rise from our current state?
Mm. Yes, sir.
I think I'm going to have to come from the verses that I read earlier, one from the Bible and one from the Holy Quran, where it states that we must not conform to this world, but renew our minds. And also in the Holy Quran, it's speaking about that we must hear the messenger. When he calls us, that respond to the messenger. Respond to Allah and his messenger when he calls you to that which will give you life. And know that Allah comes in between a man and his heart. Now, with the heart, I want us to understand, too, that it's not really talking about the physical heart. It is to a certain extent, but it's talking about something else when it's talking about the heart. When you look up, if you have a thesaurus, and you look up the word heart, it's speaking about one's character, one's intellect, one's disposition, one's nature, one's intelligence, and one's conscience to a certain extent. These are just some of the synonyms that comes with the word heart. So when we look at that verse and it says that Allah comes in between a man and his heart, He comes in between a man and his character. He comes in between a man and his disposition. He comes between a man and his conscience. He comes between a man and his nature. When you look at the book of Genesis, and in the beginning, you know, Adam failed. Well, why did he fall? He failed because he succumbed to his lower passions. He succumbed to his lower nature. He succumbed to his lower thinking. Come to that which made him other than himself. Because before that, he didn't know he had a lower nature. He didn't know he had a lower thinking. His only purpose was seeking the pleasure of Allah God. So looking at our current state and how we should rise, or what can make us rise, is our true connection with God. We can't continue to succumb to our lower natures, because then we're going to fall. Well, and when you fall from a different state. You fall from a state that is above to something that's lower. In the Holy Quran, it says that the devil seduced or suggested to them things that, well, he suggested to them things were brought or manifested their hidden shame. It also says that in the Quran, it says in Surah 2 that it made them slip from where they were, from their present state, from that from which they were. It made them slip, or they fell from a state in which they were. Well, what were they were before that if they slipped from that state? They had to be in a position that was higher from which they slipped from. So, you see, so then if they slipped, then they were in a position or a state of mind that was above what they slipped from or fell from. So in order for us to get back to that same state, we have to renew our minds, as Romans speaks of. Do not conform to this world or to this world's institutions, this world's thinking, this way, the way that they teach us to eat, the way they teach us to think, the way they teach us to carry ourselves and treat our women and our children, how we bake up the family. We have to get away from those things. Renew our minds. Renew it to that which is pleasing to Allah God. Follow the messenger. The messenger is here to guide us into the right direction. He's here as a warner. He's here as the one who brings good news to us, not to the point where he does not want us to be successful. He wants us to be successful, but we have to follow and be in obedience to the laws of God. Anything that's stagnant or stays by itself does not stay. It also says that the hypocrites want us to, they say, wait, that we may seek from your light. Well, when you wait, that's a state of inactivity. You're not producing anything when you're waiting for somebody else. You can't do that. Not help them, but you have to help what's necessary for you. You have to always be in a state of productivity. Never be in a state of inactivity, because if you do, then you're going to fall, or you're going to slip from that state, which caused us to slip from the beginning. So I would have to go with that. We can't succumb to our lower natures or our lower passions, our lower thinking. We have to renew our minds, respond to that which gives us life. And when I mean life, now I'm talking about a life that produces activity. Anything that's sitting down, anything of value, has a difficulty of factor attached to it. Anything that's valuable, you have to uncover it. Gold, you have to uncover it from dirt. Pearls, you have to go into the water to get it. Oils and petroleum, you have to dig into the earth to find these natural gases and natural resources. These are things that are covered up because they're valuable. Again, we have to reach down into our characters and our disposition and our nature and pull out those things that are valuable, that would allow us to bring ourselves up to that position in which, or that new state. And that's my, just for the sake of time, I'm going to stop right there. Thank you for the question. Assalamu alaikum.
Praise is due to Allah. Thank you, sir. All right, we down to the last 5 minutes, and this is the final question, so I'm going to come to you first, Brother Reginald. And it's just, this is just something that for all of us, because we have to think about what we are personally doing, because that is what my focus is practical application of these teachings. Because other than that, it's just words on paper. The question is this. If you can very quickly give some examples of being fast-moving, clean, internally, externally, right down to the modern times, from your own experience.
Thank you, brother. I will, and I'm going to have to defer to my beautiful, beloved sister Queen. I have only known her for 5 weeks, and she has given me a platform to express my little understanding, which is you can put what I know on the surface of an atom and have infinite room. But she has given me a platform to learn, to gather information, to find the wisdom in the teachings from all of the great panelists, all the great ministers, all the great brothers, all of the great spiritual family units that come on and ask questions. And that has quickened my spirit. That has modernized me to the point where I don't even watch TV. All I do want to do all day long is talk with the MACB, the Exalted Christ, and the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in lectures or in spirit and in truth. And I thank her for being the object for quickening my spirit and fastening up my pace and realizing that the man that we have in our midst is a gift that is priceless. And I thank you for the questions. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Yes, sir. Thank you. All praises indeed due to Allah. Queen Aziza.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here.
Okay, I was going to say, if you wanted to give an example or examples of being fast-moving, clean, internally and externally, right down to the modern times, and then give us the lineup.
I am so emotionally overwhelmed, and not for anything that I've ever done, just, you know, hearing all of you, and I really appreciate your appreciation of me and what I've tried to do, but no, it's not of me. It's all due to the grace and mercy of Allah that I do anything. So, you know, I thank all of you so very much. But all praises are due to Allah. And, you know, the only thing I have to say about your statement or that statement is that, you know, we have to elevate our thinking into the thinking of God. And this, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or if you're Buddhist, whatever title that you want to use, because we as a people suffer from the same plight no matter what religion we call ourselves. We as black people, we as the original people of God, suffer from the same plight. And they have long used this word or this institution of religion to divide us as a people. But we have what you call supreme wisdom, and we can overcome all the victimization that we have suffered here in the hills of North America. It is all up to us. But we have to cleanse our minds of the way that this world has been presented to us and go back to the scripture and look at what the desire of the God who created us intended for us. And then, as the minister has so informed us, that we are in the valley of decision. know that Allah compels us not in any form or fashion. He does not compel us to believe, because if he did, we would not have a thing called free will. And all I'm saying to people is that you make your choice, but do not be so evil-hearted to block the salvation of others.
Right.
You know, so
right.
it's, and you know, and those of us who are soul-seeking, so to speak, if you want to call it that, are trying to be the fishers of men, you know, let us be, you know, wise in doing so. Let us not try to instill fear or intimidation tactics or whatever, you know, wicked aspects of fishing that some people have been known to use. You know, live and let live. Stop being judgmental towards one another. None of us have the moral fiber to judge anyone else. And so be a brother. Be a sister. Be kind. Help somebody. Because we are all we have. The American institutions that have been established by a man are all failing. Education, health, sciences, their society, the entertainment world, it's all crumbling. And the only thing that is left standing are the souls of men. And so what is left to be determined is under which banner will you allow your soul to be ruled. And as we have been able to bear witness to the cruelties and uncertainties of this world, you would think it would behoove you to trust in Allah, because nothing else, Allah was in the beginning and he will be in the end. So why put your faith in temporary substances that are not going to last? So we have to have the mindset. We have to be on the path of trying to make things right, because we don't have that much time. And for those of you who it don't matter to, then it don't matter to you. But for those who are truly seeking truth and understanding, we are not about religion anymore. That time has passed. We are about the unification of the original people of God.
Right.
And so whether you're Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever, get on God's side.
Right.
Come on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You all right?
I'm okay.
I'm all right. Okay. Well, you know what?
I'm sorry.
You
go ahead. Time is out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, if you want to take a breath, I can run the lineup down.
I'll go ahead. Tomorrow, of course, our dear Brother Jihad, let me give you an update. Brother Jihad is steadily improving. And, you know, it's something else when the white man bears witness to Allah. And I know, you know, I'm not that one to quote scripture or anything like that. But I know that there's a scripture in the Bible that says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Well, let me share with you what the doctors said to his wife, Sister Belinda. He said that I have never seen anyone recover from an aneurysm of this severity. And whosoever is praying for him, the prayers are working, because what I am seeing in him is a miracle. Those were the doctor's words. So, you know, we have we went on prayers and fasts for Brother Jihad, and even though he had a severe aneurysm and the expectation, the prognosis was that if he did survive, he would be a vegetable, that there would be tremendous brain damage. He would be totally dysfunctional. I'm telling you that my brother is trying to talk. He's mouthing words. He's able to follow instructions. He's moving. He's trying to get out the bed. So all praise is due to Allah. That brother is reaching for life. And so we are just we can't be amazed anymore. We have to witness bearers now, because if we say we believe that Allah is all powerful and then act shocked when something happens, then did we really believe? So you know, we bear witness. We bear witness to the power of Allah. We bear witness to the healing of our dear brother. And I'm just so overjoyed, and so I really believe that before the summer, I think we'll be hearing that roar of that lion, Brother Jihad, once again. So we're going to pray our brother's strength and the strength of his family for him to be able to continue to heal and endure whatever is, you know, in front of him, so that Allah will see fit to bring him back to us whole as possible. So that's the update on Brother Jihad. So tomorrow we will have his third part of his series, The History of the Nation of Islam, a rebroadcast of that from 8 to 10. So even though he's not live, please continue to listen and support. He's going to want the report numbers. I know he's going to ask me what the numbers are, so I need y'all to listen even though he's not live. And on Wednesday night, of course, DJ Black Caesar and friends will be back. And on Thursday, I will be joined with Student Minister Stanley as he does part three of Making a Happy Family. And he's going to talk about raising our children and establishing the faith inside the home and dealing with problem resolution of the family. And on Friday, of course, we'll be joined with Student Minister James Muhammad as he talks about the time and what must be done on our live study group. And I think it's going to be part 55 of the time and what must be done, if I'm not mistaken. And then on Saturday, we're doing the reversal of what we did this past Saturday. For those of you who may have joined us, we teamed up with Let Us Make Man, and we had the brothers on the front line. We were asking them questions about the plight of the black man and what is he going to do about his condition in 2014. So this coming Saturday, the brothers are putting the sisters on the front line and questioning us and giving us assignments that we have to report back in 90 days and make our word bond. So join us for that on Saturday at 8 o'clock. We didn't do it on Blog Talk last week, but we will do it on Blog Talk this weekend with the sisters. So join us for 8 o'clock for that. And then on Sunday, you know, well, Brother Reginald is going to come out the box. And, you know, he's my co-host on Thursday, but Brother Reginald is taking up an additional task of hosting our Sunday show. So, Brother Reginald, do we get a sneak peek, or you don't know yet?
Well, that's wonderful there, because I surely missed that Sunday broadcast. I was like a child at a library, and the library was closed.
Yeah, I know. Brother Reginald, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Yes, ma'am. I am here. Yes, the title of the show for Sunday will, or the header of the show on Sunday will be Theology in the Educational Paradigm.
Ooh, wee. Okay. I need to bring my pencil and pad now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
And then, of course,
for Allah.
Yes, the next Monday we'll be right back here with Brother Kareem. Brother Kareem, I know you're going to enlighten us so we
yes,
can prepare.
All praise to Allah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, brother, but I got one more statement to say. I need you and the other minister on the phone. I need Sister Michelle to be a part of the panel on Sunday if your time is available. I really would appreciate that.
I'm there, brother. I'm there. All praise is due to Allah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You can count me in to that, dear brother.
Okay. Thank you, brothers. I really appreciate that.
Sir, no problem. Thank you for the invitation. And
yes.
Next Monday, inshallah, that's a statement, not a question or an excuse. We will be discussing the great decisive battle in the sky.
Ooh, man.
Oh, Lord.
That's what we're going to be discussing.
Okay.
So I definitely want to thank everybody that was on the panel, everybody that's in the audience, everybody that stuck with us over time. Again, thank you so much, Queen Aziza,
mm-hmm.
for this opportunity to be able to serve and everything that you've done for me as my sister since Allah brought us together. Because as you say, it's Allah. That's what we have to understand. It is Allah. I want to say this in closing, that yes, our topic tonight, and as everyone has shared with you and with us, the fact of the matter is that we got to have the right state of mind, the right heart, and make sure what we're doing is applicable to the needs. We got to provide a service
for the people.
That's what we're here for. We are here to serve. When we say we serve Allah, we serve the God, as it says in the Bible, and I'm sure you've heard this on Nation Building quite a bit recently. When you have done this unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it also unto me. But the scripture also says when you have not done this, unto the least of these, my brethren, or my sisterin, then, if that's a word, then you have not done it also unto me. So as always, the thought is the act is the fact. We either participate or we all dissipate. I want to leave you all with many thanks, with the greeting words of peace and paradise as we came. We say it in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam,
and Herbie, I'm going to call you in just a minute, mister. Thank you all so much. One nation, one love. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.